putting on his outfit, putting on his baseball outfit, you know, putting on his cleats, getting himself ready, getting into the batter's cage of his little league team, getting up to bat, swinging and making contact and hitting it out of the park. And no one there to even clap. In a world where there's no encouragement. And when we start thinking about a world without encouragement, it really starts to put value on encouragement itself, doesn't it? When you start thinking about a world void of it, it starts to show us how valuable it is. In the 1 Thessalonians 5:11, Paul writes there, he says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you're doing. I remember the early days of COVID. Y'all remember the early days of COVID? Right? It feels like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, right? And I don't know if you remember just trying to make sense of what is going on here. And there were I remember preacher calls that we would have to try to encourage the encourager. You know, you're there trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, and I can't make sense of it. Many of us locked away without the ability to really be able to communicate with one another the way we were used to. And you recognize at those moments how important encouragement is, how important being able to communicate with others is, and being able to have that two-way communication. I need to be heard as well as I need someone to hear me. And in those early days, I remember pulling my hair out, trying to figure out what to do and all that, and not saying that, you know, it was just one of those. You just got to get past the moment. But I can't act like that to my kids, in front of the kids. You got to act strong in front of them. You know, I don't know what's going on, but I got to act strong. To a congregation that we're all trying to make sense of what's going on. Some members passed away. Much fear about what could come next. And it's those moments where I remember having a battle myself. What am I preaching on Sunday? And it was really wasn't that much of a battle. It was a pretty easy battle. It was a pretty easy topic. I needed to find some way to encourage. No, there wasn't going to be a sermon on the appropriateness of a woman passing a plate or those things. No, I needed to find a way to encourage. Because when you feel the pressure of everything that's going on and all that, the only thing that makes sense is encouragement. And if you recognize what Paul's writing at this moment, he's writing at a time where there's great persecution happening, and they're talking about even thinking that Jesus is coming back. And I don't know about you, but before things get cleaned up, they get dirty first. They get ugly. It gets ugly. And he's talking about judgment and the Lord coming a thief in the night, and he's saying you need to be prepared, you need to be awake, you need to have your eyes open to all that's going on right now. But one of the things that you guys are doing, and he's highlighting it, you're staying encouraged. And if anything we need as a church, individually and collectively, is to stay encouraged. I know a lot of times when you read a lot of the letters to the churches in Revelation, Church of Asia, but they're really letters of encouragement. There's hostility. But they're letters of encouragement. Even when you're saying do something right, you know, you're going the wrong way, that's a letter of encouragement to go the right way, encouraging you to do the right thing. my point is, as dark as it gets, as bad as it gets, that highlights our need for even more encouragement. He says, encourage one another and build one another up. I want you to see that first part. Therefore, encourage one another. Notice that he's not making it an option. This is an expectation. You've heard me oftentimes talk about the fact that Jesus made the statement, you are the light of the world. Not an option. That's who you are. It's not, there's no condition to it. This is who you are. You are the light of the world, right? It comes with the territory. If you're mine, you're my child, this is who you are. Well, in this case also, there's an expectation that his children do something. Jesus came to break society norms. He was the greatest encourager. He's the greatest encourager. Jesus came and he sat with people and encouraged people. He was even around people so much they started calling him, he's a wine bibber, he's a sinner, he's a glutton, because those are the people that he was around trying to encourage the most. And so he comes to show us this is part of our DNA as Christians. This is part of who you are. You are to be an encourager to someone, of course, in the right ways. Encourage one another. It's part of our DNA. I was hoping that at this moment I would see my mother in the audience, but I don't see her in the audience. My mother's in town. And at this moment, I had a moment to share a personal story with my mother. It was in my head, all right? But I don't see her, so I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it. She may still be on her way. But here's the thing. All along the way, we're a product of the encouragement that we've received, right? In another week, my sister and I, we're going to be going down. I'm going to be crossing and getting my master's of divinity degree, and I'm going to take my picture. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I recognize that any achievement that I have, it's not only mine. It's everyone who's sown into me. It's the models that I had before me, the mentors that I had before me. Any success that we have individually isn't even ours. It's not ours alone to be, you know, this. Someone put money down so I could get this degree. I don't even know who they are. There was some sort of grant. This church filled in the difference. Whatever the cost was for the grant and the difference, this church filled in the difference. That means you participated in my success. You see what I'm saying? Encouragement comes in so many different forms and fashions, and we got to recognize that we're being encouraged and how important it is for us. How important it is for our development. This is part of our Christian experience. This is part of our Christian, our mandate from God himself to us. Why? Encourage one another. Why? Because we recognize the importance of what it does. It builds someone else up. Encouragement, it really is saying, look, you can do it. Do I look comfortable up here? I do. I feel comfortable most of the times. You know why I'm comfortable up here? I've done this a whole lot. But you know, it started, me being up front, started in another church. In another church where they threw me up front. And I was the biggest mess in the world. Like, my hands were shaking, knees shaking, and I had something to read. I didn't have to look off the paper or anything. I had something to read and I still could barely get it out. But somebody said, it's okay, honey. Right? Afterward, it's all right, baby. You'll be all right. Next time, next time, next time. You see how important that is? You build people's their confidence up. I was asking Crystal about this yesterday. We were talking about, or really, I think it was this morning, about encouragement. And I said, well, when you think about encouragement, what comes to your mind? She says that in encouragement, what you're doing is you're actually giving courage to someone. Oh, hold on. I got to write that down. Got to write that down. You're actually invoking, you're encouraging them, you're giving them courage. Say, it's okay, baby. You mess up this time, you'll get them next time. You failed this time, get up and start again. And we're building one another up in that aspect. Encourage one another and build one another up. Just like you're doing. In other words, you see the need, you're doing it. Brothers and sisters, we can't stop doing it. You know why? Because you're gonna get weak again. We're gonna get weak again. We're gonna be in that need again. You're gonna need to give it and you're gonna need to receive it. Again, and so it's just like brushing your teeth. When do you stop brushing your teeth? Somebody said, when you ain't got no more teeth. Okay, all right. All right, it makes sense to me. No, you keep doing it and do it. Even if you're down to that last one, you know what I mean? You're down to the last one. You keep brushing it to the very end. Oh, sometimes you got to encourage yourself up here, all right? I'm going to leave you with this. Hebrews 10, 24, 25 says, let us consider how we might spur one another toward love and good deeds, not giving up together, meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And somebody might say, you preached that about a month ago. I did. And I'm going to keep preaching these topics until we get it, all right? What we do when we come together is so important. And I hope that we value what we do when we come together. And that we see the great importance of what it means, not just to say we're Christians, but to show we're Christians. That it's shown in what we do. It's shown in what we say. It's shown in even in how we say it. It's shown in our actions. It's shown in our checkbook. It's shown in what we value, you know. And so I just want to encourage you to just be reminded of the power of encouragement and how encouraging it is, first of all, for you to receive it, for you to take it. And then as a result of that, to you then be the giver of it. As I was sharing in those calls with the preachers during COVID, you know, we were calling together to once again try to make some sort of sense of this, but really to try to keep the encouragers encouraged. Because what happens, you know, when there's no Aaron and no her to keep Moses' hands up? Right? What happens? And he falls down, and then we lose. All of us lose. No, we need encouragement. We need constant encouraging, and goes from the top to the very bottom. And so let's continue to be on our task. Let's continue to look for opportunities of ways in which you can be an encouragement to someone else. Hey, listen, you're an encouragement just by being here today. And we're thankful for your encouragement by your very presence. And that goes to those online who can't be here also. We encourage and we thank you for your presence also. And we encourage you to continue to come and to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ together as one body. It's so important, as you're sharing here, as you see things get worse and worse in society, as you see that day is drawing closer and closer, it should also be drawing us closer and closer to the Lord. It should be highlighting our need for Him more and more. As you see things in society falling and breaking down, it highlights the darkness around us, ought to highlight the light, and ought to make us look to Him even more. And so I'm hopeful that we see this great need to come together, to gather together regularly, and our importance in how we encourage one another. Maybe there's somebody here this morning, and you recognize you need to be in the right relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus came, He died, He was buried, He rose on the third day according to the scriptures so that He could give to us something that we could not receive for ourselves, the salvation from our sins. Peter got up on the day of Pentecost as he preached the gospel message, and he preached this message in verse 38. He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Maybe there's someone here today, you're asking, well, what do I need to do? Well, you need to do exactly what Peter just said. You need to repent from your sins, turn to Jesus Christ, be baptized in the water grave of baptism for the remission of sins. And at that point, He'll forgive you from your sins and give you the gift of the Holy Spirit to reside within you. If you're ready to make that decision for Jesus today, He's ready to receive you. If you're ready, we've got all things ready, clothes ready, water ready, everything ready. If you're ready, won't you come right now as we stand to sing the song of invitation? All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. Who is singing, I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender humbly at His feet. I bow. Pleasures all forsake and take me, Jesus, take me now. Singing, I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Amen, amen. Now, Brother Walter will come and close out our service.
Good morning. Hey, my brother. Thank you, Brother, for that sermon about encouragement.